Wasn't that long ago that real estate prices were booming and property speculation seemed to be the national pastime. Cable TV listings were crammed with home and property shows, and even whole networks were devoted to that subject. Of course, a lot has changed. And it's not just homeowners adjusting to a new reality. Nate DeMayo reports.
One day, years from now, future historians sifting through the detritus of the housing crisis, combing through the wreckage of five-year interest-only ARMs and mortgage securitization, will pause to marvel that there was once a show called Flip That House, and a whole other show called Flip This House.
Flip This House on A&E.
Flip That House did well for us.
Nancy Daniels is the head of programming at TLC. Each episode of Flip That House, and Flip This House for that matter, featured speculators purchasing property on the cheap and renovating it to turn a quick profit. TLC's version aired for 3 seasons, its ratings rising along with home prices.
Flip That House was really indicative of what was going on in the market. And so as that was becoming tougher, I mean, it was becoming tougher to actually see flips happen.
And the show, which thrived on feel-good stories of plucky entrepreneurs, had to adjust to a new reality with fewer happy endings.
They've decided to go where the flips are.
Because the sooner we wrap it up, the sooner I get paid.
But will this new market for this experienced couple be profitable?
Everything is not going too good.
The show was eventually canceled after too many flips flopped. It's been replaced by a show called Deals on the Bus, which follows a tour bus full of would-be homebuyers on the prowl for bargains on foreclosures. Other networks like HGTV are remodeling too, launching new real estate shows and renovating old ones to focus more on how to save money rather than make it. At least one network is taking a different approach. Andy Cohen is Bravo's programming chief.
Just because the market's going to hell doesn't mean that we're going to put a black crepe over our cameras and go sit in a corner and cry. We're going to see how our characters react and respond to what's going on out there, and we're going to show it.
He says their shows are character-driven. People don't tune into Bravo's show Flipping Out to watch real estate transactions. They want to watch its star, Jeff Lewis.
I may not necessarily go after the multi-million dollar homes anymore. Yeah, I'm ready to make some money. I gotta make up for the frickin' slow first half of the year.
So if the down market puts the obsessive, tantrum-prone Lewis or the outrageous, venal realtors of million-dollar listing under pressure, Andy Cohen says great. It makes for good TV. And besides,
we're dealing with listings that were once going for $20 or $25 million that are now going for, you know, $8 million. So it's still great real estate porn. We're not dealing with foreclosed trailer parks.
People worrying about their mortgages and their jobs could use some escapism, he says. This is real estate reality television we're talking about, not real estate reality. For NPR News, I'm Nate DeMayo.